Ezra chapter 6. Then Darius the king issued a decree, and they searched in the library where they deposit treasures in Babylon. And a scroll was found in Ecbatana, in the fortress which is in the province of Media, and this is what was written on it, a memorandum. In the first year of Cyrus the king, Cyrus the king issued a decree. Regarding the house of God in Jerusalem, let the house be built as a place where sacrifices are offered. Now its foundations are load-bearing. Its height is 60 cubits, and its breadth is 60 cubits, with three stories of hewn stone and one story of wood. And let the expenses be paid from the king's house. And also, as for the articles of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, let them be returned and let them go to the temple in Jerusalem, to their rightful place, and deposit them in the house of God. Darius wrote, So Tattenai, governor of the region on the far side of the river, and Shethar-Bozenai, and your associates, the magistrates who are on the far side of the river, stay away from there. Leave the work on this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and of the elders of the Jews build this house of God on its site. And a decree is hereby issued by me as to what you shall do with these elders of the Jews regarding the building of this house of God, that from the king's resources, which are from the tax on the region on the far side of the river, the expenses of these men shall be rigorously paid, and that they are not to be hindered. And let whatever they need, bull calves and rams and lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine and oil, according to the specification of the priests of Jerusalem, be given to them on a daily basis without fail, so that they may offer sweet fragrances to the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons. And a decree is hereby issued by me, that as for any man who changes this pronouncement, the wood be torn out of his house, and let him be vertically affixed to it, and let his house be made a dung heap for this. And may the God who causes his name to dwell there overthrow any king or people who stretches out his hand to change or damage this house of God, which is in Jerusalem. I, Darius, have issued a decree. Let it be carried out diligently. At this, Tattenai, the governor of the region on the far side of the river, Shethar-Bozenai and their associates, pursuant to Darius the king sending this, carried it out diligently. And the elders of the Jews built and made good progress, with the prophecy of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo being fulfilled. And they built and completed it by the decree of the God of Israel, and by the decree of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes king of Persia. This house was completed on the third day of the month of Adar, and it was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the sons of Israel, the priests and the Levites and the rest of the deportees, celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. And for the dedication of this house of God, they offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and 12 he-goats to offer as a sin offering for all Israel, for the number of the tribes of Israel. And the priests were appointed in their sections, and the Levites in their divisions, for God's work in Jerusalem, according to the stipulation in the book of Moses. And the deportees celebrated the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. So the priests and the Levites purified themselves as a unity. All of them were pure, and they slaughtered the Passover lamb for all the deportees, and for their brothers the priests, and for themselves. And the sons of Israel who had returned from the deportation ate, as did all who had set themselves aside from the uncleanness of the nations of the earth, and had come to them in seeking the Lord God of Israel. And they celebrated the festival of the unleavened bread for 7 days with joy, for the Lord had given them joy, and he had turned the heart of the king of Assyria towards them, in empowering them in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel.